The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. We are recording this show in advance, let everybody know, of the Thanksgiving holiday. So I hope that everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and you had as good a time as you could possibly have underneath the current conditions that we're in. But, Mike, it's hard to believe that we're just flying through in December's... Knocking on the door, buddy.
Yeah, the next time we do the show, it will be December.
Right.
And, it's crazy, and we're boiling down the year here, and I know everybody's happy to see the year go. We've all been through that, right? But from a financial standpoint, there is still about a month left, less than a month, and you have to ask yourself a little bit what needs to be done before year end. You can't take your eye off the ball. I mean, it is what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're going to spend a good amount of time in the next segment talking about that, that specific topic right now, because for a host of reasons, Mike, not just because it's coming to year end. All right, we're going to talk about it because something very significant happened this week in the Dow, and the Dow broke 30,000 this week for the very first time, and we've got markets sitting around all time highs right now. And we're going to talk about in the next segment things that you probably should really be thinking about doing now. And maybe that it crossed 30,000 and you saw the news flash or you're hearing it now might open some eyes and make you start thinking a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. Great point, Doug. Getting back to, just the whole what's been going on. And obviously that was a significant milestone.
Yep.
Newsworthy. I don't know how much news, though, it gets anymore.
It doesn't get any, but you know why? It's because the reality of the situation is, Mike, it went to 30,000, right? But that wasn't that big of a percentage of a move to get up there anymore. Because remember, we spoke about this years and years ago when it crossed 10,000 for the very first time, is that the numbers are going to get bigger, the moves, but the percentages are going to get smaller. It's just the way that it goes.
Yeah, and just to give you an example, do some math. If we are, say, at 30,000 and the market goes up 10% next year, well, that's 33,000.
Correct.
Which sounds like a staggering, wow, that's a huge number, 33,000, but it's 10%.
Right. Just to give a reference point there, is when it was at 10,000, if it went up to 11,000, it was that same 10%.
Yeah.
Not quite as glamorous or dramatic.
Right.
Right? So, we got to pay attention to that. But nonetheless, there's still milestones that we like to notch and we pay attention to and make sure that things are going, are going. Obviously, we want them to go upward.
Yeah. And I also think, too, Doug, changing the 2 to the 3 is significant.
Sure. Now we got to keep it there. That's the key, right?
So like now if it's, say, again, fictitional, 33, 32, 34, the next big milestone would be the 440.
Right.
So I think now you kind of look at it and clips a 10 and not clips a 1 as back when it was 10,000.
Yeah, and what happens, Mike, is that those milestones, if we're looking at 10,000s as the barometer, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, they get easier to cross.
Yeah.
Right? You know, because there's going to come a year when you make – where the Dow, you know, seriously could go up 20% in 1 year and they
36.
Or – but even so, you know, it even gets higher. You know, it could go if it ever gets to 50 at some point in the future and it has a 20% year, that's 60.
Yeah. The whole dynamics of it's going to change eventually.
Yeah, it really is. And I guess the point in talking about that a little bit is to not get too captivated by those numbers right there. And also a reminder that the Dow is only 30 stocks. Yeah. People forget about that, too. You know, I had that conversation with a client this week. I was doing a review with her, and she said to me, oh, you know, look at the Dow. And it happened to be on the day when it crossed while we were on – and she's working from home, so she had CNBC on her TV, you know, while she was working. She goes, crossed 30,000. And I said, yeah, you know, but the reality is let's pay attention to the percentages, number one. And number two is don't forget that the Dow is only, you know, 30 stocks. And she didn't know that. Most people don't know that, you know, our disclaimer. We'll tell you that afterwards, but, you know, people don't listen to that. So it's 30 different stocks, and it's not really indicative of the entire universe of stocks or economy.
Yeah, and I did hear that this week on, I don't know, maybe CNBC, but one of the news channels I was listening to, they did say that the Dow's not as significant, you know, of a barometer of the entire market. So that kind of makes it very interesting too. I think the other big thing, Doug, is two thoughts. Is one is you have to be careful, because I think when we talk about 30 or 40 or 20s or whatever, a lot of psychological news.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's not per se reality to your reality of your financial world. And I think the other thing is, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, but I've always felt this way. I don't think you're ever as good as you look or as bad as you are as looking at when it comes to the market. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm not a guy that's saying, oh, hey, we broke 30. It's euphoria. Everything's great. You know, let's lose our minds. And also when the market gets hit and say it got hit, you know, during the pandemic, I don't think you're that bad either. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's a time to panic. I think the emotions have to be held in check.
Oh, well, sure. We know that, right? Over time, yeah. As the key to, I think, long-term investing success is to remove emotion from the equation.
Yeah.
You know, that's hard to do. Really, really hard to do. And but for the average person out there, just think about it, Mike. I mean, you know, when markets are zooming, you know, we're in a crazy business. Everybody wants to throw money at us. And when markets are getting beaten up, you know, they want to take their money out. And I don't know, maybe sometimes it should be the polar opposite.
Although I do got to say, I think the trend is changing a little bit, because I think I did receive more calls of people wanting to put money in during the pandemic when things were bad than per se, hey, it just hit 30,000. I have a check for you. You know what I'm saying? So I think people, because of the bounce backs in the market and because of the huge corrections in the market, and people have seen a snap back, some people feel different. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, Doug, you have to always ask yourself, okay, and people always think you have to do this when it's bad, but you also have to do it when it's good.
Correct.
And say, all right, so the Dow hit 30,000. Doug and Mike, I'm listening to these guys who are saying, what does it mean for me? How does it change my life? Does it change my life? Or more importantly, how does it affect my plan? Because we want everybody to have a plan in place for their specific needs, and that's what you have to say, you know. And I think and you work from there.
Yeah. And, you know, there's other things that need to be paid attention to, Mike, to your point. Like, listen, the coronavirus numbers are going up right now. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's no debating that, you know, whether you agree with it or don't agree. It's not the point. You can't agree. You can't disagree with the fact that the numbers are going up, and that's going to have some sort of negative impact on the economy in the short term. I know that, right? Listen, we had jobless numbers that came out this week that weren't good because of more cutbacks and what have you related to this. So there could be some more, slowing down in the economy here a little bit, which may have a negative impact on the market, right, in the short term. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. You don't have a crystal ball. What we do have is knowledge, experience, and wisdom on our side. We've been through a whole bunch of different challenges, I guess, for lack of a better way to put them, in our career since being in this business since, you know, the early 1990s. So, you know, paying attention to what's going on out there is one thing, But knowing to do with the, what to do with that information that's given to you is completely something else.
Two observations about this year that are about where we are right now. One is that back during the financial crisis in 08 going into 09, the market got hammered and stayed hammered as the economy was hammered too.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, economies go up, they go down, they recession, they boom. And as you knew the recovery was starting to roll forward, you just felt the market would do so with it.
Mm-hmm.
The unique dynamic this time is the economy is hurting, but the market's doing very well. Now you're going to assume, right, vaccines, things getting better. The way I hear the news I watch is saying by April, it would be most people who wanted to be vaccinated can be vaccinated. So you would think the economy's going to recover, the cruises, the Disney Worlds, the vacations and shores and wherever you go on your vacation. So it's an interesting dynamic. It's not like prior economic slumps. The other thing too, Doug, and I think this is for the listeners, is, and I was saying this to your mom, who is our assistant, for those who don't know that, we're telling her, is that when I watch the news at night, and I see what's going on with the food lines,
mm-hmm.
right? Heartbreaking. Beyond, I can't, every night it amazes me. An observation I made is when you look at the cars that are there, pretty decent, pretty normal cars. I'm not saying, mm-hmm. you know, Mercedes, Rolls Royce. I'm saying,
there's no rust buckets sitting there.
Right. So if you think that these food lines are only for the, you know, the homeless or the what have you, you know, you're wrong. And what that tells you is too many people are living day to day or living, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
As long as my job is there, I'm okay. I can pay the bills. I can pay the food. I can move forward. But the minute something happened, it really got pulled out from all of us. And that's just an observation I made about the economy, people's financial situation, and do you agree? Because maybe you don't see it the way. That's what I've come to by seeing this every night on the news.
Okay, so what I can tell you is this, and we've spoken about this on the show in the past. Something dramatic changed in our society, and I'm going to say it changed, in my opinion, probably in, I'm going to say it changed in the 90s, okay? And what happened, in my opinion, is we became a payment society. And what I mean by that is, under current circumstances, can I afford the payment? And if I can afford the payment, I'll take on the liability. Out the window very quickly went the old mantra of, you got to save 10 or 15% of your income and then live off the rest. And it changed. And we became a society where, okay, you know what? It's going to cost me an extra $400 this month for that car that I want. I was at $300 a month, but I'm going to go to $700 a month because I can afford it on a monthly basis. And then when something goes sideways, the payment society can go sideways right along with it, Mike. And to your point, now you have a decision to make. If you got negatively impacted by something like the coronavirus, are you not going to make your car payment? Right? Or are you not going to go get food?
Yeah.
And then if you have to make the choice, am I going to go to the food bank or something like that? You can't go to a car payment bank. Right? You understand what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You got to go to the food bank or what have you. So you're right. And it's impacted a broad base of people. Now, to your point about the markets recovering from the 2008, 2009, it was very different because that was a financial systemic problem, where this is a health problem, which could have, when it's fixed, right? It can happen very quickly. This vaccine, if you really think about it, the vaccine's coming out in 8 months time frame are really phenomenal. That's really, you're going to go back and you're going to look, that's like warp speed for vaccines. Right. When we go back and historically, you're going to look and you see, like, people will say, oh, yeah, they went from March, when coronavirus took off and they had a vaccine at the, in November and they started getting distributed in December. And the history books are going to look and that's only 8 months. Right. 9 months, 10 months by the time it starts getting distributed, whatever. And it's going to look like a very small period of time. But when you're living through it, it's not. It's very, very different. But that's why this market can jump back a lot quicker than it did in 2008 and 2009, is because it's like, okay, here's a cure. Yeah. Where the other one, there wasn't a quick cure to that.
Just different. You know what I'm saying? And that's my observation on that. And, you know, we'll see. And even when you're talking about, or I was talking about the vaccine coming out in a few weeks, and, you know, anybody who wants it, hopefully by April, it feels like that's such a short, I was telling you this during the week, such a short period of time. And, but it's not. It's still 5 months.
Right.
You know, 5 months. You know, so we have 5 months of working through this process, both medically and economically.
Right. But, so, you know, the markets are going to price historically 6 months or so in advance.
Because, I mean, you know, I was talking to a client this week, and we were talking about even just the economy. And I said, well, if the vaccine starts coming out in December and January and it's going well and the news is very positive, you're going to have folks that are going to say, okay, what are we doing for vacation this year? Let's go here in June, or let's go there in May, or let's go here in August.
Yep.
And they're going to book. They're going to book. And we're talking about hotels and airlines being able to see these reservations coming on their books. So you'll get tipped off by that, too, how things are going by reservations.
Yep, no doubt. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this segment. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk to you guys about five things that we think that you should be doing right now. With these markets at all-time highs, five things we're going to touch on base that we think you should be doing right now. We will be right back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue-chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some time with us here on this Thanksgiving weekend. And, Mike, you know, we spoke at the first segment of the show about the Dow crossing 30,000. And, man, that's – it really is awesome, and it's a great milestone. And, you know, I'm hoping that that caught some people's attention. And one of the things that's been bothering us – folks, bothering Mike and myself, is the lack of people taking action or paying attention to their accounts that are may very well be at the highest level they've ever been in their lifetime. Markets, the Dow hit its all-time high this past week, and it made us, you know, double down, if you will, on coming out here and talking to you and trying to, like, you know, give you a little massage on the back, maybe shake you a little bit and say, you got to pay attention here, folks. We're not predicting gloom and doom. We're advocating prudence here. And, Mike, I think these five things that we came up with that these people should, you know, really be thinking about doing right now with these market at all-time highs, they're just prudent.
Yeah, you know, Doug, and just one other comment before we dive into that. You know, the thing folks don't realize, they think there's always something that needs to be done on a low.
Which right.
Maybe not. I don't know. But they think that's when's the time that all this drastic stuff has to be done. But there's more highs than lows in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And the lows used to be a high.
Excellent point. Excellent. You're 100% correct. You know, at one point, the current lows was at that point in time a current high.
Yeah.
Very good point.
I always kind of chuckle at that because, you know, you'll get calls from clients sometimes and say, all right, we hit 30 and say now we pull back to 28. Like, ah, oh, the market's doing terrible. It's doing this. It's down to 28. And let's say, and I'm just making up numbers. So, you know, say we hit 28 in August. Well, in August when we made the high of 28, everybody, this is great. Market's doing great. Everything's running good. And now, 3-4 months later, now that's terrible.
Well,
I guess my point is here is just that I think people need to. I don't think people focus enough on the highs, and that's what today's really about.
Correct.
What's this five things we're going to talk about, and how it applies? So I just want to say that to kind of set it up for what we dive into.
Yeah, because you know what I don't want is people to mistake what we're saying here and be like, oh, all right, if it goes back to 28, so it went back to 28.
No,
that's not the point.
No.
All right? We want to get you, we want to go great to awesome, you know, and build in platforms if we can at certain levels.
And we're saying there's work that needs to be done at highs, not necessarily always at lows. That's the message.
Correct. So, Mike, number one thing on our list here is that people, folks, you need to understand the investment risks that you currently have in your portfolio. And what I'm talking about here, Mike, and folks, you may have a portfolio that at some point in time you started it out, and I'm going to oversimplify this, 50% equities and 50% bonds. And let's say you had $100,000 in there, right? So you had $50,000 in equities and 50% in bonds. And you determined at that point in time that was a good level of risk for you to take with your money. Well, it's highly probable that it's no longer a 50-50 mix. It's highly probable with the performance that we've had in the equity markets over the last, 12 years, 11 years. 2009 was the bottom. It's gone pretty much up since then with some fluctuation in there. That's not the blend anymore. And you're probably sitting with more risk in your investments than you are even aware of.
Correct. Should we give some numbers to illustrate it, or am I overdoing it?
Well, I don't know until you give the numbers whether you're overdoing it or not.
Okay, so if you're at 50-50, folks, and let's just say your portfolio is going to take a 20% decline to the 50 side.
Yep.
Okay, that's 10% down.
Mm-hmm.
If your portfolio grew and you haven't done anything and it went 60-40, and now you're going to take a 20% to the 60 side, that's 12% down.
Right.
So you see what I mean by, or what Doug means by, you're raising your risk because there's more at risk, and if the risk does hit, you will decline, your portfolio will go down more than if it was rebalanced back to where it should be.
Right. You're 100% correct.
That's the illustration of that.
Yeah, and Mike, as you go along, at some point in time, we have been advocates of building platforms in, if you can, along the way as you go up, right? Listen. Anybody who climbs a mountain, they set up a platform somewhere behind them in case they slip backwards down, right? So what we want to do is we want to see if we can somehow or another platform behind you as you're going up here. And we got to make sure that you're understanding the risks in your investments, because there's a difference between risk and risky. an excellent performance in one area of the market over another area of the market, in this case, what I'm referring to is equities over fixed income or bond, can change your portfolio risk to a risky portfolio, and that's not probably what's appropriate for most people listening to the show right now.
And chances are, Doug, folks that do not reallocate, and it's kind of making an assumption, oh, you didn't reallocate in a year, you probably never reallocated, or you haven't reallocated in a very long time. So a lot of times that spread could be from 50-50, might have went to 70-30. It could be extreme.
It could. You're 100% correct.
So if you haven't done it, chances are you could be an extreme case also.
And the great news is, folks, we have tools in the office that we can very quickly do this for you and show you, you know, where your risk lies in your portfolio. Now, Mike, that moves me to number two, what I want to talk about here. And number two is that while we're talking about understanding your investment risk, what I think people lose sight of, Mike, is what's really at risk? What is really at risk? Is it the value of your portfolio that's really at risk? Or is it the comfort of your retirement that's at risk? Is it the financing of the college education that's at risk? Is it realizing the new shore home that you want to buy that's at risk? That's what's at risk.
Right. And great point. So when you say, the portfolio's at risk, yes, it is. Okay. So you say, leave it. It'll come back. You know, all the cliches. But really what you're saying is take it a step further. And it's, how does it put my retirement? What is it going to do for possible retirement and my retirement income? What's it going to do for the college money, you know, for the children going to school, or the second home that we killed ourselves for, that we always dreamt of, how we wanted to do something. So, you know, sometimes it starts with a piece of paper, mm-hmm. right, for lack of this statement. But when you link it to, like you're saying, Doug, those are scary things, right? I wouldn't want my retirement in jeopardy. I wouldn't want the children's education in jeopardy.
And what happens, Mike, is that people become numb to it or not focused on it because they pay attention just simply to the statement that comes through the door. And, you know, they watch it and they see it and, you know, that's okay. It's the value, without taking it, you know, to the next step further. And when you don't address these issues, and again, I want to reiterate, we're not calling for, you know, some sort of collapse in a market or anything of that nature. We're just calling for a prudent approach to accomplishing your objectives. And I'm sorry to tell you, but in 2008 and 2009, we met plenty of people who intended to retire in that time frame that, because they hadn't taken the appropriate measures beforehand, that went up in smoke. So the real risk to those people wasn't the value of their portfolio. It was, is my retirement income going to be secure? The college educations, the what have you.
Doug, great point by you saying that, you know, taking a prudent approach, which you should always take a prudent approach with your finances. And what it does for you is that staying disciplined is really what we're saying. Okay. Not trying to ride the highs or ride the lows, you know, the lows. Be disciplined. Put in these prudent steps. Stick to discipline. And go from there.
Well, Mike, the way to do this, you know, kind of brings me to, you know, a couple other things that we think that you should pay attention to. And number one is, well, it's number three on the list here, right, is consider an asset allocation review. So we spoke about the risk that you're facing with the potential fluctuation of the value of your investments. We spoke about the enormous risk you could be facing when it comes to, is it going to impact my retirement income, my paying for my kids' college, whatever that is? So maybe you should consider an asset allocation review right now to see where your assets are currently invested and if that's the right thing for you or not.
Sure, absolutely. And that's the way to visit this, if you will, or you know, whatever word you want to put on it. But that's what you need to do. And, you know, Doug, where that really comes into play is, I think of the retirees all the time, right? Because mm-hmm. how many folks are saying, – hey, I'm 62, I'm going to get out at 65. Hey, I'm 58, I'm getting out at 62. And they're doing a good job, and they're probably where they should be for what they need to retire. Now's not the time to be negligent, for lack of a better word, and not focused on your money and let something happen like happened in 2008 and 2009, right? That's one of the worst scenarios you can have, is where you could see the finish line. You're almost there. And then all of a sudden, 2008 or 2009 happens. And, oh, boy, you know, it's like saying, you know, I got a flat tire with a mile to go, and I just drove 100 miles.
Mike, there's been plenty of people we've met over the course of our careers here who have accomplished their account value objective to meet their retirement income objective well in advance of their retirement date. And there's been plenty of people who we've said, let's take our foot off the gas pedal here. Yeah. And, you know, they'll be like, well, why? And I'm like, well, because we already have accomplished what you need to accomplish for your retirement objectives. Yeah. Let's take our foot off the pedal here. We don't need to get richer with the real risk of becoming poorer and then not being able to hit the objective.
So many times when you do have objectives in your financial world, whether it be retirement, saving money for children, whatever, for college, when you get there, you've reached your objective.
Right. So you know, make sure you make the adjustment.
There's no other objective to go to. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying I got to the top rung. Nowhere else to climb. I made it to the top of the mountain. I don't have to go anywhere.
Right. So, but sometimes, Mike, that's just a changing of an asset allocation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, it's just, okay, well, maybe everything that you have received, that you've accumulated so far, goes into a certain different type of investment to preserve that value for what it's going to do for you. But I'm not telling you, I'm not advocating that you don't continue to save and invest, but let's just start a different pool of money for that.
Or a different objective.
Or a different objective. Exactly right. And Mike, so that brings us up to number four on our list of five things to do right now. And that is review what the purpose of it all is. What are the ultimate goals?
That's objectives.
Right.
Right. So it was, I need to put away X dollars. I need a certain amount of income in retirement. You know, what do I need to get to be able to do that? Or for the college plan again, or what have you. And that's exactly what you're saying.
100%. And then Mike, once we get through 1, 2, 3, and 4, it brings us to number five. And number five is, why don't you explore different financial strategies? Because with markets at all time highs, maybe your old strategies aren't necessary anymore. Maybe they're outdated. Maybe they shouldn't be. Maybe they should still be stuck to, right? We don't know. We talked about last week that you already met, you know, just 2 weeks ago, you met somebody who was already on track, you know, with what their situation was. Stay on track, yeah. Okay? That can happen as well.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, how would I say, Doug? I'm trying to think here about this. You know, you're on track, stay on track, fine. But a lot of times there are different strategies. You can outgrow strategies.
Yeah.
Okay, what I mean by outgrow, financially outgrow them. Mm-hmm. Things change, okay? You, like you always say, Doug, you go from the savings accumulation phase to the income phase, right? So everybody knows that when you're trying to retire, you're in a different financial mode than when you are retired, mm-hmm. right? So that's where strategy has to be changed. So there's always time or room for change. You have to say it's up to it's every individual person. So you can't ask your neighbor, your brother, your sister, hey, what should I do? It's up to your specific financial plan.
You know, Mike, and how I think that the people can really benefit is from, you know, having a 1 hour meeting with us where we'll walk you through most of these steps and just go through this with you. Because, yeah, I gave you five things that you should probably consider doing right now, but you probably don't know how to do them.
Yeah.
You probably, and that brings us back to the who, not how conversations that we've had a million times. You can sit there and you can figure out how to do it, but that's probably not the best thing to do. The best thing for you to do is probably figure out who can do this for me.
Yeah.
So we'd like to offer out, you know, a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to you at, you know, you just got to pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And you know, I know you're listening on, you know, it's just past Thanksgiving, right? So you've got some time on your hands right now to think about this. And like Mike said a couple of weeks ago, you got a vacation time you got to use by the end of the year. You got a couple of days you still need to use. Why don't you take a day off for yourself and carve out an hour to come and sit down with us at one of our offices, whether it's in Toms River, Clark, Martinsville, or Parsippany, our meeting facility in Manasquan, or if you'd like us to come to the home, that's fine. But why don't you carve an hour out to meet with us and say, okay, where am I? Am I on track or not on track? I think it makes sense. You probably got an hour.
Yeah, and Doug, just want to point out, too, that you and I are here. We're going to be working through the end of the year. So if that does match up with your time, you know, or your time off or what have you, and especially before the new year starts, right, it's always good to hit the ground running, as we've said for years on the show. Get yourself together. Let's hit the ground running. We're here.
Yeah. All right. So, again, folks, that number is 855-262-3722. Michael, let's hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call. At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a 1 hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client, because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show, and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and, when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, Mike, I hope that people really, you know, paid attention in the second segment there and the first segment as well, as, you know, the five things that we think that you should be addressing right now in your financial life, because the markets are at all-time highs, and I'll just go through them real quickly again here before we, you know, hop on, is number one, understand your investment risks. What risks does your portfolio have right now? Understand what is really at risk. And this is the big one, I think, for people. What is really at risk if the values of your investments go down from here? Is it your retirement income? Is it financing a college education? Is it purchasing a vacation home? Whatever it may be. Third thing is consider an asset allocation review, which we can do for you. Review what is the purpose of it all? What's your ultimate plan? And number five, I think it's time to explore different financial strategies for you here with the markets sitting at these levels. And some of your accounts may very well be at the highest level that they have ever been in your lifetime.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. And here's another thing that I want to bring up, and I know it's, you know, what have you been doing lately? And it's, this does apply to the clients, and this is not getting political. It's just what we were telling people to do. I guess now we can kind of look back a little bit, right? And everybody, not everybody, but folks that were jittery about the election, right, Doug? And what do you think? This election, and if this happens, if that happens, if this happens, okay. And you and I, on this very show, we were offering a piece from one of the investment firms showing the history of elections, and it didn't. And the conclusion was, it doesn't really matter who gets elected.
Right.
You know, you should not be dictating your money based upon that. And to the point is, the markets now are at all time high. And how long has it been after the election? Not even. I guess it's not even a month. Yeah, it's not even a month. And it just goes to show you, you never know. Right?
Right.
I mean, how many of those people that we spoke with are people that really were worried and basically worried about a downturn? They weren't worried about an upturn. Let's face it. Would you have predicted that, wow, we would hit 30,000 shortly after the election, and everybody thought there was going to be all this turbulence and this was going to happen? But again, it's about being focused. And the reason why I brought that up is today you're talking about markets at highs, market hitting 30,000. What do you do next? I mean, do we pull out the hats and horns and throw the confetti? Or do we stay focused and do we stay disciplined and take prudent steps?
Well, you're right, Mike. And we always have discussed, you know, taking the prudent steps. And listen, you know, to your point, you're right. You can't make it political. And I'm just going to use this as a perfect example. When President Trump got elected, the market rocket shipped up to an all-time high. Okay? Now you got President Biden coming in, a different party, and we had a market hit an all-time high. All right? So the proof is in the pudding. You can debate it all you want to debate it and, you know, say what you want to say. But I think that just goes to support the conversations that we've had over the, you know, the past several months leading into the election is, don't make your financial, you know, plans and strategies based on who you think or who you want, more importantly, to win or lose the election.
And then the other thing too, Doug, is because I guess we're kind of talking about myths or theories, and that was one of them. And then the other one is kind of what you talked about today, right? And how many times are on this show over the course of 20 some odd years, you and I have said, it matters what you do when things are good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody thinks it's always, you know, you and I were out there, whether it be a client or a friend or family. You know, when the market's down, you guys must be going nuts. You must be pulling your hair out. People must be driving you nuts. And we're like, no, not really. And you and I have always said that it matters when things are good what you do.
Correct.
Okay, maybe even more so than when it's bad. Everybody mm-hmm. thinks because, the market's down. Well, you can't control the market. I mean, if the market goes into tailspin for the rest of the year, I can't hit the brake. I'm sorry to tell you guys that, you know? But it doesn't necessarily mean, you need to take drastic measures now.
No, but what that could reinforce, Mike, is the need to put safety nets or safeguards in at these levels. Maybe there's things you can do to preserve these levels but still participate going forward. So now, unless you take the time and look and explore it, you'll never know. I had a conversation with one of my clients this week that did a review with her. And when we were going through it, and you know, to your point, one of the hardest things for people to do is accept an asset allocation reallocation, if you will, during a strong market, right? And, you know, the reality of the situation is when I discussed the reallocating of the portfolio with her, she gave a little pushback. You know, you think this is the right time? And my answer is, yes, I think it's the right time because we have a method in place. We have a strategy in place. We have a process in place. And for you, it's the anniversary of when we started implementing it. And we like to look at, you know, annual basis, should be reevaluating. In hindsight, when you go back and if you measure it on, is it the right time to do based on the market performance? I have no idea of knowing that today. I could be completely right. I could be completely wrong. But what I do like is our chances of success if we follow our processes and our strategies and the way we've done it since the early 1990s. And by the way other successful investors and people in their lives have done it for a long, long time.
And, you know, Doug, and the other thing, too, is what you're saying is in so many words, let's not time the market.
Right.
Okay? Because do you and I talk to each other and say, hey, think the market's going higher from here? Think it's going to go lower? Yeah.
I got my opinion.
We have our opinions, you know. But at the end of the day, you don't know. I don't know. And if anybody's telling you they know, they're lying to you, right? Because
right.
You don't know what tomorrow brings, right? Nobody thought you're going to wake up in March and there's going to be a world pandemic that's
right.
going to do what it did, right? That's proof of it. And, you know, so you do what's right. You don't, let's not time the market. You're saying to reallocate, and that's what you go by, and that's what you do. And that's probably the best way to move forward.
Well, what I'm advocating here is having a process or a plan and a rhyme and a reason behind the way that you do it. You know, Mike, when you go and you look at it and you consider that people most likely wouldn't invest their money with some place that didn't have some way of showing you, yeah, we don't just throw darts at a dartboard here. We actually do research and we select our, you know, investments with a bona fide process in place. And they expect that of the places, and they're right to expect it. But how many people are doing it on their own without the processes in place? Or how many people are using organizations, and I hate to say this, there are financial organizations out there that just care about selling you a financial instrument or a financial vehicle, and they don't really have a process in place to help you manage and accomplish your goals and objectives. They leave that up to you. All right, here you go. You want to buy an XYZ? Buy XYZ. You want to buy? You go in Home Depot and you pick a hammer up and you walk to the register with it. Nobody stops you along the way and says, do you really need a hammer?
That's true.
They don't care. Go ahead, buy the hammer. Unfortunately, in a financial business, there's people out there that are just like that. Oh, you got some money? You want to buy an investment? I'll sell it to you.
Yeah.
And it's not the right way to do it.
No.
So
definitely not.
What else this week have? I mean, it's been an abbreviated week, but
yeah.
I had a couple of reviews, and I know that you had some stuff going on, too. Give us something you had going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Doug, one of the things is you know, just reviewing this week with clients and speaking to them about the very things that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, where are you at? Reallocation. What's the purpose of the money? What's
right.
the purpose? What are we trying? Let's get refocused. And, you know, so it goes way beyond then, hey, what's your returns or what have you? It's what's the purpose? Where are we at goal-wise? And I've said it a couple times during the show. I got to tell you, I've never seen a year like this, obviously. Now, I'm not talking about medically, you know, the pandemic. Just what's transpired from January 1 to now in the financial world,
mm-hmm.
with the markets and investments and where people landed. And for a lot, I say just thank goodness we are where we are, because I think it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. And you know what else, Mike, is just real, you know, briefly here, is that you also helped somebody out this week that had a life insurance need.
Yeah, yeah.
An old policy was expiring,
yeah.
and you went out and you shopped it.
Yeah.
And you and I were both amazed at how inexpensive,
yeah.
you know, the coverage was for this couple that was in their early 50s,
yeah.
right?
Early 50s, and received a call saying that, hey, you know, our term insurance is up, you know, in a very short period. We'd like to do more, and went out and shopped it. And it was, yeah, really unbelievable, the price. And,
yeah.
And I also think that's part of, you know, you and I have been around so long now, the prices of insurance
have come down
because we're all living a lot longer. So
right.
when you're in your 50s and you say, hey, you want to get another, you know, I want a 10-year term policy, you know,
yeah.
odds are pretty good, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that's something. And you and I were talking about it. And the basic purpose of them doing that was the children are grown,
mm-hmm.
but they still have some mortgage left. And they said they just want to have something in place to cover the mortgage
yeah.
in case.
Yep, that's very good. All right, we're going to hop to a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. So hang in there for a minute, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
When making decisions regarding Social Security, people often get overwhelmed and confused. Should I start? Should I delay? What impact will my decision have on my spouse? Can I still earn money? We have all heard these questions and more. To help you understand Social Security better, we are offering the Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security to our listeners. This is an easy-to-understand and simple guide packed with information to many of your questions. Call now to receive your free, no-cost, or obligation copy of the Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security. 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. Social Security is a once-in-a-lifetime decision. Get the most information to make the appropriate decision best for you. That's 855-262-3722 to receive your Baby Boomer's Guide to Social Security.
Folks, welcome back. And, you know, Mike, we've spoken about a couple of times in the past, and let's just take a couple of minutes at the end of the show here to talk about, you know, what really happens in the 1 hour, you know, informational meeting that people have with us and, you know, what goes down there. Because I think it's important for people to know and to really understand is that in many cases, for as little as 1 hour of your time, you can really come in and sit down with us and have a meeting and leave with an improvement or an adjustment to your financial situation that's going to really help you improve the, you know, the chance and the odds of accomplishing your objectives.
Doug, you know, I think people really get from that first 1 hour meeting, and I didn't share this with you before this, is I think people get focused.
Yeah, to get some clarity, no doubt.
Yeah. I just, you know, if you say, yeah, we asked you to come in, takes about an hour, bring all your stuff, and obviously we got to get to know you, and, you know, what do you want to do, and your goals, it's all based upon you, it's not canned. But I think the biggest thing the client gets is I think they get focused again. I think they kind of do that inventory, they know what they have, sometimes they don't know what they have, sometimes they find things, you know, that they didn't know they had.
Right.
Had a gentleman this week that's a new client coming on board with me, said, can I fax this? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's just, but I think it helps. I think it just gets them really focused.
You know, Mike, one of the interesting things about our practice is that for the most part, most of our new clients are north of 50 years old that come in. And it's not extremely common that we get beginners through the gate unless it's, you know, a son or a daughter or a grandchild of a client. So almost everybody coming through the door has something already going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so that's why when we tell you in as little as, you know, 1 hour in many instances, we can recommend or suggest a minor adjustment to something that you already have going on to help you improve your situation. That's why it really is reality that in many circumstances, it's just an adjustment or, you know, a tweak here or there, because most of the people coming in to see us already have something or, you know, are working with an advisor that doesn't give them, you know, guidance and advice and just sold them an investment product, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah. And you know, like you were saying, 2 weeks now, I guess it's been, I had somebody that came in and looked at their stuff, talked to them. I said, you're fine.
Right.
You know, I almost feel like they look at me like I got four heads, like, well, this guy's not going to try to make me a client or.
Right.
And I'm like, you're good. You know, it's not really, there's nothing, you know, I'm glad. Oh, well, I'm glad I came in. Yeah, sure. No problem.
Well, listen, that's because, you know, I feel one of our strongest characteristics is the integrity that we have.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a doubt in my mind. And listen, I think that that's, you know, kind of obvious, if you will, because this radio show has been on the air for a really long time, right? And if you listen to, you know, certain stations that we've been on since, you know, the mid-1990s, how many financial shows have come and gone over that period of time? And there's, you know, the one constant as you go along all the way there is, you know, this radio show, Your Financial Future.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, no, I know.
All right. We got about 2 minutes left here. What do you want to add here, you know, into the show?
I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all of our clients, right? Because I said it last week, without them, we wouldn't be anything
right.
for our success. And then the other thing too, Doug, is in the times that we're going in right now, people truly do need help. So if you can do something with food banks or help somebody,
yeah.
I think keep everybody in mind this year. You know, this is a show about money and doing well. Let's spread some of that doing well if we could.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good idea, Mike. And, you know, it's an initiative maybe we should stay on here through the remainder of the year and, you know, see if we can't, get some food banks, some extra dollars. I know there's a woman in my town in South Plainfield, Shirley Thompson, who, I don't know how she does it, dude. But she collects all this food, and she prepares all this food, and any family in need can go to her, and it's just awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Phenomenal. Yeah. So if anybody out there, if you're inclined in that way, reach out to me, and I will introduce you to her because, you know, she could definitely always use more and more stuff, and she's really, you know, she's a blessing to our community, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You know? All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope that you enjoyed the show. We hope that you listen to what we have to say. We got the five things that we think that you should be doing right now that these markets are at all-time highs to do the best you can to, you know, preserve your values and hopefully accomplish your goals and objectives. That's going to wrap it up for this week. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.